I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines for the week, penalties. No additional fines or violations were handed down to the 18 or 11 cars after being disqualified and the cars being taken to the R&D center for further inspection. On the other hand, one of the two cars that were taken to the R&D center by random after the race, the 34 of Michael McDowell, found with extra metal in the firewall area of the car, the crew chief was fined $100,000, suspended for 4 weeks, and the team lost 100 driver and 100 owner points. It's a pretty steep fine for a small team, but definitely backs up NASCAR's firm stance on the gray area of the new car. Eric Jones and Richard Petty Motorsports are said to be close to a multi-year deal to keep Jones in the 43, and Kurt Busch was not cleared to race this week after a qualifying crash at Pocono. Doctors say he is progressing, but Ty Gibbs will once again fill in for Kurt this weekend in the 45 at Indy. All three top series are heading to Indianapolis this weekend. The Camper World Trucks run the Lucas Oil Indianapolis Raceway Park and kick off their playoffs. The round of 10 begins at Indy, heads to Richmond, and then Kansas will be the first cutoff. Ross Chastain is the only guest driver in this one, and Johnny Sauter is back running part-time. Catch the T-Sport 200 tonight, 8 p.m. on FS1. The Xfinity and Cup teams are running the 14-turn, 2.439-mile road course at Indy. It's the fourth time the Xfinity teams run here. Chase Briscoe and A.J. Allmendinger could be the only drivers to repeat here. The Dillon brothers, Ross Chastain, Alex Bowman, and Bubba Wallace are also joining the regulars. It's the Pennzoil 200 at the Brickyard. Coverage begins 3 p.m. Saturday on NBC. The Cup teams are making their second start at the Indy road course on Sunday. A.J. Allmendinger won last year and could do it again. He'll be back in the 16 this week. Not much for the records here. Kyle Larson tops the driver ratings, followed by Chase Elliott, A.J. Allmendinger, William Byron, and Denny Hamlin. As for road course wins in the Cup Series, Elliott leads the way with 7, Kyle Busch has 4, and Truex and Larson have 3 each. Practice and qualifying starts at 9:30 Saturday morning on USA Network, and the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard coverage begins at 2 p.m. Sunday on NBC. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, July 29th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.